Let's bow for a word of prayer.
Father, we thank you once again for your grace. It is a privilege to be in your presence. Father, help us to draw close to your throne. To worship you as our Lord, our Father. We give you thanks for all that you've done. And we pray now as we come to hear your word. Soften our hearts.
求你, 軟化我們的心,
open our spiritual eyes.
開我們屬靈的眼睛,
to see your words.
讓我們看到你的話語,
spoken to us.
向我們說話,
open our ears to hear.
開我們的耳朵, 讓我們可以聽見,
may your spirit work in the midst of us.
求你的靈在我們當中運行,
in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶穌基督名求,
Amen. Amen. It's another new month.
Your
year is actually going by very fast. In a couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating our church anniversary. And then we are also going to remember, celebrate Good Friday and Easter. So we'll be finishing up the Mark, the book of Mark by the end of this month as well. So in the past couple of weeks,
過去幾個星期呢,
we have watched Jesus display his authority as he entered Jerusalem. So when he entered Jerusalem, that would be his last week of his life.
在進入耶路撒冷之後,
before he would be nailed on the cross on that Good Friday.
之後呢,
so last week we talked about how Jesus displayed his authority as a prophet, priest, and king.
上個星期我們看到耶穌是怎樣表象他的權能, 就是, 祭司, 先知,
and he challenged the religious leaders. And today he is actually going even further.
今天呢,
he comes to condemn
他来到是谴责,
and even provoke the religious leaders of Israel by telling them this parable. Usually Jesus uses parables to teach his disciples.
通常耶稣是用比喻来跟教导他的门徒,
teach his disciples a lesson while it veils the eyes of the other people who hear it.
但其他聽見的人呢, 他們的眼睛呢,
and that's the purpose of parables. But here,
但是在這裡呢,
Jesus' parables is directly addressed to the heart and conscience of these religious leaders.
耶穌的這個比喻呢,
Jesus wonderfully weaves this parable,
耶稣呢就将这个比喻呢, 很奇妙地编织,
with Isaiah chapter 5,
连以赛亚书第五章,
Isaiah chapter 5 gives us an analogy of God's vineyard.
以赛亚书第五章给我们看到神的葡萄园的,
in the book of Isaiah,
在以赛亚书,
God is the one that plants a vineyard.
神就是那位栽种葡萄园的,
and that vineyard is Israel.
这个葡萄园呢,
and then God looks for forward to the vineyard to bear sweet grapes.
神就是要这个葡萄园是生出,
to bear good fruits of justice and righteousness.
是有好的果子,
you know, but it only bore sour grapes.
但是呢, 他们只是有,
you know, they say it's wild grapes, but it means sour grapes.
这个说是野葡萄,
so the fruits that they bore was only distress and bloodshed.
所以他们所结的果子呢, 就是,
it's a symbol of Israel's apostasy and idolatry.
一个以色列人的反叛的和拜偶像的标志。
And Isaiah says God will bring judgment upon the sins of Israel.
神就以赛亚就是说神要去对以色列人的罪要审判。
And destruction comes to that vineyard.
这个, 葡萄园是会被摧毁。
He'll remove his presence and it will be devoured.
他会离开这个葡萄园，然后这个葡萄园会被摧毁。
So Jesus uses this picture and builds upon it.
神就是用这个图画去继续讲，耶稣就是继续讲。
Because he knew these religious leaders were very familiar with Isaiah 5.
因为他知道那些宗教的领袖是对以赛亚书第五章是很熟悉的。
And what he does, he introduces this, like, the idea of tenants into this story.
但他呢、就是、耶稣呢就将这个园户放入这个故事里面。
Now, this brings us to our first point.
就让我们看到第一点。
The terrible tenants.
就是这个可恶的园户。
Jesus intertwines Isaiah 5 with the daily experience of tenant farmers and laborers of that day.
耶稣呢就是将以赛亚书第五章和他们当时的租户啊、农夫啊嘅日常嘅生活编织埋一齐。
This is very common practice.
当时系一个好普遍嘅一个嘅做法。
During that time, the landlords would lease the lands to the tenants.
咁喺嗰个时候咧，啲主人咧就会将呢啲地咧系租俾园户嘅。
But the story Jesus tells is that the tenant farmers revolt against the landowner.
但系耶稣呢度讲嘅故事咧，就系呢啲嘅园户咧系反抗呢、这个主人。
Verse 12, when the season came, he sent servants to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, they sent to him another servant and they struck him down on the head and treated him shamefully. And they sent another and him they killed. And so with many others, some they beat, some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son.Finally, he sent him, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard.
咁第二节到第八节就系咁讲，到了时候，打发一个仆人到园户那里，要从园户收葡萄园的果子。园户拿住他，打了他，叫他空手回去。再打发一个仆人到他们那里，他们打伤他的头，并且凌辱他。又打发一个仆人去，他们就杀了他。后又打发好些仆人去，有被他们打的，有被他们杀的。原主还有一位是他的爱子，末后又打发他去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。不料那些园户彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他。产业就归我们了，于是拿住他，杀了他，把他丢在园外。
You can imagine how actually the hearers of this parable were actually feeling at the time.
你可以想象一下当时听这个比喻的人是有什么感受。
You know, if you were intently listening, you would hear, you would be angry, just like how could these tenants treat their servants like that?
咁当佢听到嘅时候咧，你如果你系在场听嘅咧，你一定都会觉得好愤怒。点解嗰啲园户会咁样对主人嘅咧
？So you can imagine that the religious leaders listening to this actually were on the sides of these servants as well.
咁你可以想象呢啲宗教嘅领袖，佢哋听嘅时候就系好似呢啲嘅仆人咁样嘅心态。
But as they listen to the story, I think they finally got the point.
咁佢哋听听下咧，佢哋就听到个重点系咩啦
？That just Jesus is talking about them。
原来耶稣就系讲紧佢哋。
These tenants in this parable
喺呢个比喻里边嘅园户
represent the spiritual leaders，
就系代表宗教嘅领袖。
The spiritual leaders whom God comes and expects spiritual fruit。
咁对喺呢啲嘅宗教领袖嘅身上，神嚟到系希望睇到有宗教嘅果子，
属灵嘅果子。
因为神就系呢一个主人。
And he's entrusted Israel that vineyard to these tenants, to these religious leaders.
佢就系将呢个嘅以色列，将呢个嘅葡萄园系交俾呢啲宗教嘅领袖。
These tenants were supposed to oversee and help to cultivate the crop.
咁呢啲宗教领呢啲嘅园户咧，应该就系喺度。耕种去养育呢啲嘅果子
，to help Israel follow after God, to help them to grow，
系帮助以色列去成长，帮助佢哋去跟随神。
And the servants that God sends，
但系神所派嚟嗰啲仆人咧
，it represents all the prophets of the Old Testament，
就系代表旧约嘅先知。
You know, God was very loving and patient，
神系好满有慈爱同埋忍耐嘅
，with the people of Israel and with the religious leaders。
对这些以色列人和对宗教的领袖。
God sent over 20 missionaries.
神都差了20个宣教士。
To seek the fruit of righteousness from this people.
去寻求公义公平的果子。
And what we saw from the Old Testament is that one after another, the prophets of God, they were rejected and many of them killed.
但是我们在旧约就是看到神的先知就一个一个地被拒绝被杀。
Six of those, prophets were martyred.
有六个是被杀。
Including Isaiah, Jeremiah, Micah, Amos.
包括以赛亚、耶利米、弥迦和亚摩斯。
And the last one, the prophet John.
最后一个就是施洗约翰。
His head was served on a platter.
他的头被放在一个盘上。
And the very last person that the landlord sends,
最后一个这个主人送差派的仆人
is his very son himself.
就是他自己的儿子。
Who's his son?
儿子是谁呢?
The son is Jesus.
就是耶稣。
Jesus the Messiah.
耶稣弥赛亚。
Jesus the heir that of all of God's possession.
耶稣就是神所有财产的继承者。
The one that has honor and has the right to expect obedience.
他是有尊贵、有荣耀，是应该接受这些的，是接受人的信服。
And the son has the authority of the father.
儿子是有父亲的权柄。
You know, that's what the landowner says. You know, they should respect my son.
所以这个主人就是说，他们应该会尊重我的儿子。
But they don't.
但是他们没有。
They say, this is the heir, let's kill him.
他们说这个是财产的继承者，让我们去杀了他。
You know, if we kill him, then we will have everything.
如果我们杀了他呢，我们就拥有一切了。
And the religious leaders knew exactly Jesus was speaking to them.
这些宗教领袖知道很清楚，耶稣就是说他们。
In verse 12, it acknowledges that.
十二节他们都就是这么说。
And they were seeking to arrest him.But they feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away.
他们看出这比喻是指着他们说的，就想要捉拿他，只是惧怕百姓，于是离开他走了。
You know when God's word searches out men's motives and exposes their heart?
当神的话语是去探索人的心，暴露他们的心的时候,
there are two reactions that are always possible.
就有两个的反应, 有可能的反应。
Here we see the Jewish leaders harden their heart to the one who exposes their hearts.
我们看到这里的宗教的领袖就是将他们被暴露的刚硬的心刚硬起来。
And they respond with sheer hatred and bitterness.
所以他们的反应就是苦毒。
To get rid of Jesus' influence and his voice in their ears, in their hearts.
他们就是要摆脱耶稣在他们内心的声音。
Now, this is actually a very natural sinful response.
这个其实是一个很自然的罪的回应。
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经说,
that man in his sinful nature actually hates God.
人在他的罪性里面是憎恨神的。
In sin, man hates God.
在罪里面人是恨神的。
It describes God being the enemy of man.
讲到神是人的敌人。
Man wants to get rid of that voice, that conscience within his heart, telling him and exposing their sin.
人就是要去摆脱在他们内心的良知这个声音去暴露他们的罪。
We want to silence the God that shows forth the darkness that's in our hearts.
他要禁止神的声音，让他们看到他们内心的黑暗。
You know, they say, if only I can get rid of God.
他们想着如果我可以离开摆脱神。
I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever, control my own life.
我就可以自己控制自己的生命，做什么都可
以。I don't need God.
我不需要神。
And that's basically what the first sin was.
这个就是其实就是第一个的罪。
The very first sin of Adam and Eve was...desiring autonomy from God.
第一个亚当同夏娃犯的罪就是离开神自主。
To have knowledge.
要有知识。
That is apart from God.
离开神之外。
Wisdom. That is apart from God.
离开神之外的智慧和知识。
That I will decide what is right and wrong.
我要自己确定什么是对错。
I want to define what righteousness is.
我要自己定为呢个公义落定义。
I want to form my own religion.
我要有自己嘅宗教。
I want to decide how I can have righteousness.
我要决定自己点样可以有公得公义。
This is what the Jewish leaders have done.
呢个就系犹太人嘅领袖所做嘅。
So Judaism.
犹太主义
is a religion.
系一个宗教。
Where people practice the letter of the law.
佢哋就系遵循自己。他遵循律法的条文
so that they can obtain righteousness by following the rules.
他们就要去跟随这些条文 以为可以得到公义
This is what the leaders of Israel thought.
以色列人的领袖就是这样想
And therefore they took action and they killed the son, the Messiah.
所以他们就是付诸行动杀了弥赛亚神的仔
You know, because this is, you know, if you really think about it, this is totally evil.
如果我哋谂清楚，其实呢个就系邪恶。
Throughout the Old Testament, God has told Israel that I'm sending my a Messiah that will bring deliverance and save them.
整个旧约都神都讲到，我要差派尼赛亚要拯救以色列人。
But the Messiah is right before them.
但系当尼赛亚企喺佢哋面前嘅时候
，And in a few days they will hang him.
几日之后，佢哋就要钉佢喺十字架。
Matthew 23.
马太福音23章
Jesus takes the whole chapter and condemns the spiritual leaders of Israel.
耶稣就用了整章的整个章节来到去责备以色列人的属灵的领袖
You don't have time to look at the chapter, but seven times Jesus says, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees.
我们没时间看完整章整个章节但是那里有七次耶稣讲到他用文士讲文士和法利赛人有祸了
And he calls them hypocrites.
他称他们为假冒为善
He calls them blind fools.
他说他们是愚蠢的瞎眼的人
In verse 33, he calls them serpents, brood of vipers.
在33节那里耶稣称他们为蛇类毒蛇之种
They're hypocrites because they're clean. They present themselves clean on the outside by following the law.
他们是假冒为善，因为他们以为他们跟着这个律法的条文，在外表是好像是清洁的。
But inwardly they're full of greed and self-indulgence.
但在内里呢，他们是污秽的，是充满勒索和放荡。
And they think that they can actually gain their own righteousness by being religious.
他们以为他们这样咁有宗教嘅虔诚就可以得为清义。
And they think that getting rid of the son Jesus，
佢哋以为可以除去呢个嘅儿子耶稣
，would solve all their problems，
就会解决佢哋一切嘅问题。
But in reality， it brings forth God's judgment。
但系其实就系带嚟神嘅审判。
That's what verse 9 and 11 of Mark 12 says。
马可福音十二章九同埋十节就系咁讲。
What will the owner of the vineyard do？He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read the scripture? The stone that the builder rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
这样，葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢？他要来除灭那些园户，将葡萄园转给别人。经常写着说，匠人所弃的石头，已作了房角的头块石头。这是主所作的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。这经你们没有念过么
？This brings us to our second point.
所以呢个就带到我哋去第二点。
The chief cornerstone，
房角嘅头块石头。
Jesus becomes that chief cornerstone for us.
耶稣就系为我哋成为咗房角嘅头块石头。
Now have you ever wondered how you as a Chinese person would have a Jewish savior？
咁你从来有冇谂过，你作为一个华人，点解会有一个犹太人嘅救主咧
？Do you guys ever think about that？
你有冇谂过呢样嘢咧
？You know, I don't know if that's ever crossed your mind. How come your savior is Jewish？
唔知你从来有冇谂过，点解你嘅救主系犹太人咧
？You know, in our society now, people don't like that. They're saying Jesus is black.
喺我哋而家现今嘅世代咧，有人唔中意佢话耶稣系黑人嚟嘅。
You know, and then there are, you know, maybe we should say Jesus is Chinese.
或者我哋系咪要讲耶稣系华人咧
？But that's not the case, is it?
但系其实唔系咁样。
So how did you, a Chinese person who who, you know, China believes in Buddhism and all these other secular religions. Why are we following after a savior who's Jewish?
咁你有冇谂过你系作为华人，华人有咁多唔同嘅宗教，佛教、道教，咁点解你会跟随咗一个犹太人嘅救主咧
？Is God a Jewish God？
神系咪一个犹太人嘅神咧
？Well, of course, God's not a Jewish God.
肯定唔系啦。
God is God. There's no race in God.
喺神里边系冇种族嘅。
God created us in His image.
神系凭住自己嘅形象做咗我哋。
And race is a byproduct of that creation of man.
种族就系呢个创造嘅副产品。
Because as I said many times long ago,
我哋讲过好耐以前。
If you look at a black man, a white man, and a yellow man,
如果你睇一个白人、黑人、黄种人
，you take off their skin,
你除开咗佢嘅皮肤
，all their internal organs will be at the same place.
佢哋所有嘅器官都系喺同一个位置。
And race is many times just a matter of culture.
咁种族咧，只不过系一个嘅文化嘅区别。
And the color of your skin.
同埋肤色。
But in reality, there's only one race before God.
其实喺神嘅面前系只有一个种族。
So, madam, what nationality you are, we are one race.
无论你系乜嘢国家嘅人，你都系一
个
嘅种族。
We're man before God.
就系人类喺神嘅面前。
But how did we become following after the Jewish Savior?
咁我哋点解会跟随咗一个犹太人嘅救主咧
？It tells us actually right here in these verses.
喺呢啲经文就话咗俾我哋听。
God destroys the evil tenants and gives the vineyard to others.
神就系除灭咗嗰啲邪恶嘅园户，将呢个葡萄园转俾咗别人。
All right, that vineyard, God's people is taken from these religious leaders.
神呢一个嘅葡萄园就系从呢啲宗教嘅领袖手里边。
It's taken from away from the Jewish temple.
系从犹太嘅圣殿里边攞走。
From this religion of Judaism.
从呢个犹太嘅宗教里边攞走。
Now it's given to the church.
而家就系俾咗教会。
God's people, God's kingdom.
神嘅子民，神嘅国度。
Is taken away from Israel.
就系从以色列除去。
God's people of the church become the true Israels of God.
神嘅子民就成为咗神嘅真正嘅以色列人。
God's chosen people.
神所拣选嘅子民。
And the church now becomes his home.
教会而家就成为佢嘅家。
You know, Jesus quotes actually Psalms 118 verses 22 to 23 to paint us this clear picture.
耶稣系引用咗诗篇118篇话俾我哋听。
This psalm tells us that one stone which had been brought to the building site of Solomon's temple.
呢度就系讲呢个诗篇就系讲到啲匠人将石头带到嚟去建立所罗门嘅圣殿。
The stone was brought to the temple, but they decided that the stone was not fit to be in building the temple.
咁呢石头就系带到嚟呢一去建造呢个圣殿，但系呢一块嘅石头咧，就系个形状系唔适合去建造。
And they rejected that stone.
所以佢哋就拒绝咗。
Not realizing that stone was the perfect stone to be placed as the chief cornerstone.
佢哋冇明白呢一个嘅石头，其实就系要成为防角石。
The Bible says the stone that the expert builders rejected.
要讲到圣经讲到嗰啲专家所丢弃嘅石头。
That stone will be the stone that holds everything together.
呢一个石头就系要将一切连结一起。
Jesus is that rejected cornerstone.
耶稣就系呢个被遗弃嘅防角石。
He was despised and rejected by the Jewish leaders.
佢系被宗教嘅领袖鄙视除弃。
But he is God's precious cornerstone.
但系佢就系神所宝贵嘅防角石。
And he's the only stone that can bring access to God's kingdom.
佢系唯一嘅石头可以将人带到去神嘅国度里边。
And it's that cornerstone that God uses to build His church.
就系呢一个嘅防角石，神就喺上边建造佢嘅教会。
It says in Romans 9 verse 30 to 33.
罗马书九章三十至三十三节咁样讲。
What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it, and that a righteousness that is by faith, but that Israel who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.
罗马书九章三十至三十三节咁样讲，这样我们可说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人，反得了义，就是因信而得的义。但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义。这是什么缘故呢？是因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求。他们正跌在那绊脚石上，就如经上所记。我在石安放一块绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，信靠他的必不至于羞愧。
Salvation，
救恩。
God's righteousness，
神的公义。
Comes by faith alone in Jesus，
就是唯独凭着信心在基督里面得到。
Now what Jesus did on the cross，
耶稣在十字架上所作的。
Jesus paid the ransom for many，
就是为多人。
And that faith in Jesus,
所以在耶稣的对耶稣的信心
becomes the key to our salvation.
就成为我们救恩的锁匙。
And this stone, Jesus,
这个磐石
he becomes that stumbling block for those who do not believe.
也都成为了不信的人的绊脚石。
So he becomes a stumbling block to all those religious leaders who persecute him.
所以他就成为那些逼迫他的宗教领袖的绊脚石。
For everyone who pursues righteousness from the law，
因为每一个要凭着律法去追求义的，
thinking that they can live a good life based on their works，
以为可以凭着他们的好行为，
and therefore earn salvation，
藉着这个律法可以得到义。
But God's telling us that no amount of obedience to the law can ever save you，
但是神告诉我们，唯独依靠这个顺服律法可以得到
救恩，
因为每一个人的行为的努力都是被罪所污染了。
No one can earn their own righteousness，
没人可以赚取自己的义，
apart from Jesus himself，
如果是离开耶稣以外。
Now this brings us to our conclusion.
这个就带给我们的总结。
Now that our marvelous Messiah，
我们奇妙的弥赛亚。
Jesus is our marvelous Messiah，
耶稣就是我们奇妙的弥赛亚。
You know, verse 11 it says, this was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
十一节讲到，这是主所作的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
What God does through Jesus is marvelous to us.
神藉著耶稣所作的，对我们来讲是稀奇的，是奇妙的。
Of course, we don't like Jesus dying on the cross.
当然我们不想耶稣在十字架上死啦。
But it's by God's design.
但是这个是神的设计。
Without Jesus' death, there is no atonement.
没有耶稣的死，就没有救赎。
This is God's way, His design.
这个是神的方法，是祂的设计。
You know, the Bible says over and over again that man counts God's way as foolish.
圣经讲到很多次，人看神的方法以为是愚拙。
You know, and God shows that His folly is wiser than the wisdom of men.
但是神就给我们看到祂的愚拙是比人的智慧更加聪明。
God's weakness is stronger than the strength of men.
神的软弱比人的强壮是更加的强壮。
First Corinthians 1.
在哥林多前书第一章。
In reality,
实际上呢，
man could never obtain righteousness on their own.
人是不可以凭自己得以称义的。
Because we're all tainted by sin.
因为我们都是被罪污染。
And our hearts are naturally against God.
我们的心是自然的，是与神对抗的。
You remember what I said, that there were two reactions when possible when God's word searches the hearts of men?
记不记得我刚才讲过，当神的话语去探索人的心的时候，是有两个反应的。
When God exposes our motives and exposes our sinful hearts,
当神是暴露了我们的动机和我们充满罪的心的时候，
In reality, there's only one reaction without the saving grace of Christ.
其实呢，是如果离开神基督的救恩，其实只是会有一种的反应。
Without God's grace working in one's heart,
冇咗神喺一人嘅心里边动工嘅时候
，we would all act like these terrible tenants。
我哋所有人都会好似呢一啲邪恶嘅怨户咁样去嘅反应。
Because that's our natural sinful tendency。
因为呢个就系我哋自然嘅罪嘅倾趋趋向。
Tendency to want to be autonomous。
就是我们想离开神自主
to be in control of my own life.
要自己掌控自己的生命
You know, in reality, we don't want to follow God's law.
在事实上我们是不想跟随神的律法
And the Bible says that we would never seek him.
圣经告诉我们我们是不会去寻求他的
That's why man needs a savior.
所以是神人是需要救主
You know, that second reaction of turning from sin.
第二个反应是转离罪
That only happens when God intervenes.
唯有当神介入嘅时候
That only happens when God comes into our lives.
当神进入我哋嘅生命嘅时候
To change your hearts.
改变我哋嘅心
Well, that's grace.
呢个就系恩典
And it is only through God's work can man see his own reality of where he is.
只有藉住神嘅恩典，人先睇到真实。看到他自己的境况
Because it's the Holy Spirit that opens our blind eyes.
因为是圣灵开我们的盲的眼睛
That we're able to see and acknowledge our sinfulness.
让我们可以看到承认自己的罪
It is the work of the Holy Spirit that changes a man's heart.
是圣灵的工作去改变人的心
Heart of stone to heart of flesh.
将石心转为肉心
So that he can be restored.He can respond to God's word.
以致他可以回应神的话语
To turn from sin and turn to the Lord.
去悔改，去转向神。
So that's why it's only through this Christ, the marvelous Messiah.
所以就是唯有透过这个基督，这个奇妙的弥赛亚。
Can we truly be delivered from our sins?
我们先可以真正的从罪里面得救赎。
Jesus lived the perfect life that we should have lived.
耶稣度过了我们应该过的完美的一生
And he died the death that we should have died
他的死亡是我们应得的
Only Jesus' death on the cross pays that ransom for us
唯有他在十字架上的死才可以赎回我们
Only his death purchases for us that righteousness of God
只唯有他的死亡才可以在神里面为我们买赎这个的公义
If only we would believe in him
唯有我们是只要去信靠他
To receive him as our Lord and as our Savior
去接受他成为我们生命的主我们的救主
So if you're here today and you're not a Christian
所以如果你今天在这里你不是基督徒
God's word is speaking to you today
神的话语今天就向你说话
God's spirit is at work in your heart
神的灵就在你的心里面工作
Because you're here
因为你现在在这里
If God's heart is, if God's not working in your heart, you would not be here.
如果神唔喺你嘅心里边动工嘅时候，你唔会喺度嘅。
So God is speaking to your heart today.
神今日就向你嘅心说话。
So that you too can see your need for a loving Savior.
以致你可以睇到你需要一个慈爱嘅救主。
He's saying, "Come to me. My burden is light."
佢话嚟到我面前，因为我嘅轭系轻省嘅。
I will be the one.To bring you salvation.
我要带给你救恩。
Come and receive forgiveness.
你可以来得到赦免。
Trust in me as your Lord, as your Savior.
信靠我作你的生命的主，你的救主。
And if you're a Christian,
如果你是基督徒,
we have to remember that your salvation came at a great cost.
我们要记得你的救恩是藉着一个重价换来的。
The cost of the life of Christ.
这个重价就是基督的生命。
And it also reminds us in Romans 11 that branches were broken off so that you can be grafted into God's vine.
罗马书十一章也都告诉我们，这个枝子被截断，以致你可以接上。
That you be grafted in as the church.
你在这个教会就被接上。
Paul reminds us to therefore steadily walk in faith.
保罗就提醒我们要凭信心而行。
Romans 11:20, do not be proud, do not be self-sufficient.
罗马书十一章告诉我们，保罗告诉我们，不要自满自足，要存敬畏主的心行事。
Do not think more highly of yourself.
不要想自己超过你当想的。
For we are to walk in reverence and fear of the Lord.
要存敬畏主的心行事。
You know, God continues to send servants into our lives.
神继续嘅差派仆人嚟到我哋嘅生命当中。
That's what He does to build our faith.
佢就系咁样嚟到去建立我哋嘅信心。
They come to remind us of God's grace that we have received.
佢哋嚟到提醒我哋，我哋所接受嘅神嘅恩典。
In multiple ways, God reminds us that He is growing us.
用喺用唔同嘅方法，神系提醒我哋，佢系。令我们成长
that he's coming to look for fruits in our lives.
他来到是要在我们的生命当中寻找果子。
You know, his servants may be preachers and teachers of his word.
他的仆人可能就是他的话语的牧师、教师。
His servants may be those who remind us personally that we should live properly for Christ.
他的仆人也可能是个人的提醒我们，我们应该为基督而活。
You know, people that actually take an interest in your life.
对你的生命是附上有兴趣的人
that they want you to seek after God's way.
他们希望你是寻求神的方法
But God has put these voices within your life.
神就将这些声音放在你的生命当中
And that is a blessing.
这个是一个祝福
If they love you enough to care for you.
因为他们爱你足够去关心你
To speak truth into your life.
将真理跟你说
These servants may be the joys and sorrows of life.
这些仆人也可能在生活当中的喜乐和苦难
which encourages us to seek our ultimate joy and strength in God.
就是要鼓励我们去寻求我们最终的喜乐就是在神里面
When we face suffering,
当我们面对苦难的时候
it's a blessing.
是一个祝福
because it reminds us to seek after Christ.
因为提醒我们要去寻求基督
Yeah, the question is,How do you respond when God sends these messengers into our lives?
问题就是你怎样去回应神差派的这些的信者来到去使者来到去在我们的生命当中呢
Do you welcome them?
你是不是欢迎他们呢
Or do we seek to silence the voice of God in them?
或者我们是要试图压制神在他们里面的声音呢
God brings these voices into our lives.
神将这些声音带入我们的生命
Don't keep silencing God's voice in them
不要抑压神在里面这些里面的声音
Let us pray
让我们一同祈祷
Father we thank you for your grace
天父我们感谢你的恩典
That truly it's Jesus That precious marvelous cornerstone
看到耶稣这一位奇妙的弥赛亚这一位的房角石
That comes to give us life
来到赐给我们生命
Father, you are the Messiah, the Lord above all.
你是我们的弥赛亚，你是主，一切的主。
Yet you died on that cross.
而你在十字架上受死。
And paid our ransom.
为我们付上赎价。
So that we can come and call you Abba Father.
以致我们可以来到称你为阿爸父。
Father, I pray that you will fill us with this knowledge.
天父，我求你让你嘅呢个知识充满我哋。
Not just intellectual knowledge，
唔只系头脑嘅知识
，but a knowledge that transforms our hearts，
而系一个改变我哋内心嘅知识。
To be able to understand and grasp the love that you have shown to us，
去明白去揸紧你向我哋表示嘅爱
，so that we can respond，
以致我哋可以回应
in love back to you，
去爱你。
Father, we pray that you will continue to help us to be tender.
天父求你帮助我们继续的有软化的心
To be humble before you.
在你面前谦卑
To not be a person who lives life thinking that we're self-sufficient.
不要过一个以为可以自满自足的生活
Turn us away from that proudness of heart.
求你帮我们离开我们内心的骄傲
So that I can learn to be dependent on you each and every day.
以致我每一日可以学习去依靠你。
That I can learn to be loving and forgiving to the people around me.
学习去爱同埋赦免我周围嘅人。
To be able to show forth the love of Christ to the people around me each and every day.
喺我周围嘅人彰显基督嘅爱。
You've called us to live by bearing that fruit of righteousness.In our lives.
呼召我们每一日要去过我们的生活，要结出公义的果子。
Father, fill us with your spirit.
求你的灵充满我们。
Empower us to live pleasing to you.
俾我哋有能力去过一个蒙你喜悦嘅生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Let us all rise and turn to our last hymn number.